Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action.
You die once, but you live every single day. Well, that is if you're going after your goals. Unfortunately, I've been here. And maybe you're here right now. You feel like you're down in the dumps. You feel like that you just can't keep going. Life is coming at you from all directions. And it's tough. I get it. But guess what? You only live once. I was saying a long time ago, it feels like, when we talk about YOLO all the time. But you live every single day. Not just once, but every single day you live, and you only die one time. So why are you not spending your days trying to be the best version of yourself? Why are you spending your days feeling like, I'm just not where I want to be? Ugh, I wish I could do more. Ugh, there's just so many things wrong with me. I'm not perfect. I'm not like this other person out there. And that's right. You're not like that person out there because you are uniquely you. So why do you sit there and compare yourself to other people when they're not you and you're not them? You don't know their background, their history, what they went through, what they maybe didn't go through because they were just handed everything on a silver platter. Perhaps that's why they're at where they're at. Or maybe they've been doing it for over 10 years and you're only 1 or 2 years in. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the fact that somebody's situation is completely different than yours? No, because we get inside our heads too much and allow ourselves to think that other people just have something that we don't have. What it is they've just been on the journey a lot longer than you, most likely, or they were given some stuff. But even then, even if they were given everything, if they are far ahead of you and they've been far ahead of you for a long period of time, or at least over a year, that's because they've been doing that work. That's because they are actually executing on something that you're not executing on. And I want to say this to encourage you that you just have not done enough yet. It's not that you aren't there, you aren't on your way. It's that you haven't done enough yet. Think about the large companies like Coke and BMW and these other massive companies. What are they doing all the time? Even though they are known around the world, or most of the world knows about these companies, they still put themselves out there. They still market. They still advertise. They still do all of these things to stay top of mind. And right now, you're thinking, well, how are people going to get to know me? I'm just this little person. I'm this person that hasn't been out there for that long. It's by continuing to be top of mind, continuing to take action, continuing to market yourself, continuing to put yourself in front of people. And one of the best ways to do that is through speaking, but not just speaking once or twice, through speaking time and time again, every single day, finding an opportunity to speak, find an opportunity to put yourself out in front of people. Because once people start to get to know you and know what it is that you do, what it is that you speak about, then they will start to recognize you for that thing. But even then, you have to continue to be top of mind. Just like Coke or BMW, they do not stay at the top of their industries because they simply made a product, put it out there, people got to know it, and they let off the gas. No, every single day, they are putting out there, this is who we are, this is what we're about, this is our product, here's how we're different than everybody else. And so you have to do that same thing. If you want to be that speaker that is known in your industry for X thing, you have to start doing it now. And this is how it's been for me on my journey. I struggle with this too. Still to this day, I struggle with this where I feel like, man, I've put in all this work. I've tried so hard. I've got the podcast. I do the videos. I talk to people about speaking all the time, but the speaking engagements are not coming to me. And it's because I have not put myself out there enough. And when I get more speaking engagements, when I get more opportunities, it's because I've been putting myself out there consistently. But as soon as I start to let off the gas, because, oh man, I'm getting overwhelmed. I've got a lot going on, a lot of speaking engagements happening. All of a sudden, the well dries up. I start not having as many speaking engagements. And I start wondering in my head, what's going on? What's happening? Well, 3 months prior, I let off that gas. And yes, I still had some stuff coming in, so it still felt like things were happening. But eventually, the speaking engagements stopped. The momentum for people seeing me and recognizing me and acknowledging me for what I do stopped. And this is what's happening with you. Because you are not living every single day, you are not putting yourself out there every single day. You're focused on the fact that you've done it. You put something out there. It happened one time. This is great. No. If you want to be truly great and truly recognized and known in your industry, you have to continue to do something over and over and over again. Think about the big toy store, Toys R Us. I bring that up and you're like, oh yeah, I remember Toys R Us, especially if you're here in the States. I think this was an international company as well. But when you think of Toys R Us, you're probably not thinking about it anymore because it's not out there. Of course, they went out of business, so that plays into this as well. But think if people still brought up Toys R Us all the time and how cool it was to be in that store and this, that, and the other, you would remember Toys R Us. But because they're not talked about anymore, because they went out of business, nobody really thinks about Toys R Us anymore. And so if a BMW or a Coke or a Boeing or any of these large companies decided that they're not going to talk anymore, they're not going to advertise anymore, how long would it take before people stopped remembering those companies? And eventually those companies go out of business because they're not talked about every single day. And yet you think that because you've put yourself out there, you've kind of mentioned it to friends and family and strangers on social media, that this is what you do, this is what you're trying to do, that they're supposed to just remember? No. Even the largest companies out there realize they have to market every single day. They have to remind people every single day. Every single customer that's already bought from them, they have to remind them again. Hey, don't forget about us. Buy from us. We're the best. And so you have to do that same thing. But it all starts with living every single day, putting yourself out there every single day. And when you do that, you will get the things that you want. You will achieve the things that you have set out to achieve, but only when you live every single day, because you only die once.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions Podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.